Blog Talk Radio.
I like to say I feel good. All here together.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. Please, from Spain, DJ Brian.
Again, to another show. You are now in the green room. I'm your host, Tony Smith. I want to thank everybody for listening in. And today's show is the Neoliberals and Mockingbird Media's love for war criminal Yaman Cain. Again, thank you guys for listening in. Hope all the feeds are going. Thank you for listening in via Twitch. Thank you for listening in via YouTube. Thank you for listening in via Dream, BitChute, Pal Talk, Skype, Podbean, Blog Talk. I want to thank all you guys for listening in from all of our social media. So we're going to talk about the situation with John McCain, and he died, you know, and the media, in his will, said he didn't want Trump to come to his funeral or speak at his funeral. And that's just because Trump called him out that he wasn't a war criminal. He was a, that's questionable. Vietnam, the country said that there's no evidence for it. So, just career is on a lie. I want you guys to take a listen to how the Mockingbird Media is falling all over this guy, right? They're all like, oh, John McCain, we love you. We love you, McCain. But just 8 years prior, the Mockingbird Media called him a racist. And all the, you know, so it's a bunch of bull crap. I want you guys just to see how they're all like, oh, he's great. And he's just cool. Mockingbird Media.
Please. Looks back on the remarkable life and times spent on the game.
I've been an imperfect servant of my country for many years. But I've been a servant first, last, the status quo in Washington, not support John McCain.
Zero. What the Vietnam experience did for me is crystallize the importance of doing what's right.
How are you? And as a military man and statesman, by most any standard, Arizona Senator John McCain was a man of courage and ideals.
I know who I am and what I want to do.
McCain, the 6th-term senator from Arizona, but last summer, Payne began another fight.
He's fighting the biggest battle of his life,
a personal struggle he took public as he voted against the Republican health care bill.
I will not vote for this bill as it is today.
It was the latest example of John McCain voting his conscience, even if it meant fucking his own party.
I was raised in the concept and belief of duty, honor, country, is the lodestar for the behavior that has to exhibit every single day.
In 1936, John Sidney McCain III was the son and grandson of four-star Navy admiral and the maverick in him, now early.
I was very rebellious. I was a person who didn't conform to rules and regulations at the high school or the Naval Academy.
Nevertheless, he volunteered for combat duty during the Vietnam War. In October 1967, as a Navy pilot flying his 23rd bombing mission over North Vietnam, the plane was shot down.
And it was hit by either a missile or any aircraft fire. I'm not sure which.
I just want to stop it right there for a moment. Third bomb. He still likes to bomb, doesn't he, brothers and sisters? He helped bomb Libya into the Stone Age, which was at the highest living in Africa and close to the highest standard of living in the Middle East. Like Iraq, the bomb, to him talking about all of his, that he loves to do. But I just want to point that out, the disgusting display the Mockingbird media is portraying. But let's look.
Straight there. Okay. Broke my leg and broke.
McCain was captured and held at the so-called Hanoi Hilton, in the prison known for its brutality. After about a year, he was offered early release because of his family connections, but McCain refused POWs behind. McCain languished in captivity for a total of 5.5 years. He withstood frequent beatings and torture, leaving his arms with permanent damage.
In many ways, most uplifting experience in my life because I was privileged to serve in the company of heroes.
In 1900, he retired from the military. He took his fighting spirit to Washington as the United States 6 times to the Senate, where he stood out for his straight talk, especially on subjects like campaign finance.
Special interests continue to play greater and greater role in the formulation of legislation, then we will see a breakdown of democracy as we know it. And I'm not exaggerating.
But in the 80s, McCain himself, along with four other senators, was accused of exerting improper influence on regulators who were investigating allegations of savings and loan fraud against financier Charles Keating.
It is because I owe America more than she has ever owed me that I am a candidate for President of the United States.
He ran for Trump first in 2000 and then in 2008 when he won the Republican nomination running against Democratic Senator. During that historic campaign, which at times was racially charged, McCain's sense of right and wrong was on display.
He's not.
No, man. He's a decent, family man, citizen that I just happen to have disagreements with.
Governor Sarah Palin of the great state of Alaska.
Okay, I can't take it anymore, you guys. You can go on YouTube if you want to listen to that. I just can't take it anymore. It's disgusting. But, you know, when they were talking at times, racially charged. So you're all loving them now, but
you know, even Obama accused this dude of racism. You know what I'm saying? It shows you how crooked this whole thing is. Why we need to get the Green Party involved. And you know, I always got to throw the Green Party in there. You know I do. Okay, let's now let's take a listen to Obama and that whole 2008 thing with McCain. Let's listen.
For weeks, the McCain campaign has been hitting Barack Obama hard, questioning his patriotism, and most recently with Paris Hilton, Britney Spears. And for weeks, Barack Obama has been warning that Republican forces are trying to scare voters by calling attention to his exotic name, his global upbringing. And yesterday, for the first time, Senator Obama directly accused Senator McCain of doing that. And today, the McCain forces pounced. They pounced hard, and then the Obama camp responded.
Referring to Obama's comments at three different Missouri campaign stops Wednesday, the fundraiser, he was more direct. In an exclusive interview with CNN's John King, McCain said it's fair to accuse Obama of playing.
I'm trying to say what it is. It's legitimate. And we don't, there's no place in this campaign for that. There's no place for it, and we shouldn't be doing it. They say that's not the case. Okay, John. Okay. The American people did.
With that, McCain walked away, reluctant to personally engage.
So, I mean, it's crap. You know what I'm saying? So, and the only reason why the Mockingbird media is even